This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Springs city leaders are looking to build on programs they say have reduced the population of homeless people. This as other Front Range cities are seeing numbers of unhoused residents increase. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
A new five-year planning document includes a broad range of 60 different action items across six focus areas, ranging from law enforcement and encampment cleanup to outreach and shelter expansion to more long-term housing. Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobilade.
It is important that we strike the balance between compassion and public safety, and that's what this document reflects.
Latest point-in-time surveys show the total unhoused population in the Springs decreased 12% in the last year. In Denver over that time, the unhoused population rose by 10%. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Denver's Five Points Jazz Festival is ending after more than two decades. CPR's Eden Lane has details on what will replace it.
Denver Arts and Venues announced Thursday that rising production costs and the changing needs of the neighborhood led it to cancel the annual day-long festival. Instead, it's creating a new $225,000 grant program to support year-round jazz programming in the historic neighborhood beginning in 2025. Officials say the change will provide more direct funding to artists while better serving Five Points, once known as the Harlem of the West. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Parts of Colorado could have snow for Thanksgiving, maybe a couple of feet of snow in the high country. The National Weather Service says mountain areas in western Colorado could see that snow starting to fall on Monday, and more snow could fall Tuesday and Wednesday in the northwest part of the state. For today, it's mostly sunny along the Front Range in Denver and Colorado Springs. Its high is just above 60 this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.